On its website, the Environmental Protection Agency used to have information about chemical plants. Anyone with internet access could learn about the dangers of potential chemical accidents and how to respond. But after September 11th, the EPA decided that such information could be useful to terrorists and removed it from the website. Other federal agencies also have eliminated information from their websites. But retracting electronic data is not as easy or as useful as it may seem, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
In a basement office, tucked underneath a row of hip Washington restaurants, there's a messy depository of information. Files are stacked from floor to ceiling. It's Gary Bass's office. He heads up a public interest group called OMB Watch. His mission is to keep people informed of what the federal government is doing. So when he heard the EPA had deleted chemical risk management plans from its website, he put the word out that a large portion of the information is available on his own site. For this, he's getting lots of hate mail.
The criticism is we're aiding and abetting terrorists.
Bass argues he's just giving people access to information they could use to protect themselves. For instance, a report on one chemical facility reveals an accident or attack there could endanger people at two nearby daycare centers and a school.
Our perspective is, don't the families, the parents of the kids in those daycare centers and school, also have a right to know about the danger that they face?
Then, in Bass's view, they could take steps to reduce their risks. He's been searching for more opportunities to restore useful information that's being purged from federal websites. Take, for instance, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They pulled a report on biological and chemical weapon attacks designed to help communities plan responses. The report contains no specific sensitive information, but CDC spokesperson Kathy Skipper says that doesn't matter.
It's generally just the topic in general that's sensitive, and because of that, we had pulled it from the website.
That didn't stop Gary Bass. He found another way to access the same report. It turns out another public interest group had already downloaded and posted the CDC report on their website, so Bass directs people there. In some instances, it doesn't even take Bass's effort to salvage information. The Federal Office of Pipeline Safety has taken pipeline maps off its site, despite the fact that some of the same maps have been freely available on the web pages of individual pipeline companies. Then there's the Federal Aviation Administration. They've removed a database of airport security violations from their website. But as Gary Bass points out, they didn't coordinate with airports around the country.
Logan Airport, for example, has chosen to divulge every security violation that occurs. But by using disclosure and public access to the information, their hope is to heighten security and to reduce the vulnerabilities.
It's clear the federal government cannot easily make electronic information disappear. There's also little evidence to suggest this matters. One specific concern in the days after September 11th was that terrorists had used the web to learn about crop dusting. Pat Cornegay is president of a National Association of Crop Dusters.
We do not have any technical information in regards to the equipment that we operate. Our website is primarily a communications tool for our National Agricultural Aviation Association.
So the association hasn't removed any information from its site, but rather, in a move that seems highly inconsistent, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has asked the crop dusters to put more information on its website, security information that could help prevent future attacks. So perhaps federal authorities are now rethinking their initial retractions. In recent days, Tom Ridge, the director of Homeland Security, has directed worried Americans to the CDC and FBI websites for information about anthrax investigations. And Gary Bass will track these, too. As he works at his computer, his mission statement stays fixed to the side of his screen. It's a red, white, and blue button that reads, "Information is the currency of democracy." Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.